Good Tuesday afternoon, and this is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. I'm recording this podcast from East Central South Dakota, where I've actually seen mud just a little bit ago, and see a lot of green, so that's very new to me, I guess, from Western Illinois. Haven't seen a lot of green in the last 30 days. Things have kind of started to brown up a little bit, at least in the yards and such. So good to see some areas that where the crop looking good right now. The name of the song we played coming in, if you know the name of that, you'll know what happened to the markets today. And that all riding on weather and the forecasts that we're continuing to see, the 5-day, 6 to 10, 8 to 14, the 10, the 15, all these different models continue to improve the rainfall opportunities for the I states especially, and Nebraska. And so that really what's weighing on the market here today. Pretty plain and simple. Saw some liquidation, and that's what drove the markets lower. December corn traded down, made actually a 50% retracement of its up move that it made over the last few weeks. And so we did stop the downside at that point, but nonetheless, we had some significant selling across the board here today. And we've had some new longs that have come into the market over the last couple of weeks, and some of that was liquidation today. We do have, keep in mind, a couple of big reports on Friday. We do have the planted acreage report, which I continue to think that we're going to see an increase in total corn and soybean acres due to less prevented plant in the upper Midwest this year. I've seen a couple of different estimates that are maybe a little less corn, a little more beans, and so we'll see what USDA puts out on its acreage numbers. Also, we do get a grain stocks report, and you know, it's kind of hard to know what those stocks numbers are supposed to be, but we will factor in the last quarter's of shipment or demand, and that'll be from crush demand in beans, it'll be from exports, it'll be from feed demand in corn along with exports and ethanol. Now the ethanol numbers we get to see every week, the soybean crush report we get to see once a month, so we have a pretty good idea what those numbers are. Export numbers we get to see every week, so we have a pretty good idea what those numbers are. But it's the feed number for corn and to some extent the crush for beans, although most of that gets reported, but certainly feeding is the one area where we don't see. And so it'll be interesting to see if we get any surprises there in that report on Friday morning. So with that, the update today on the close, July corn down 14 and a quarter cents at 623. December corn was down 27 and a quarter at 561. July soybeans closed down 26 cents at 1495. November soybeans down 28 and three quarters at 1294 and a quarter. July Chicago wheat down 39 and a quarter cents at 685. Kansas City July wheat down 28 and three quarters at 837 and three quarters. Minneapolis July wheat is down 29 cents at 833 and a quarter. September cotton was down 80 points at 77.06. December cotton down 80 points at 77.06 as well. And July rice down 26 and a half points at 17.67 and a half. Flipping over to livestock markets, August cattle up $1.90, benefiting from the lower corn market. It closed at 172.50. August or September feeder cattle up 4.47, closed at 241.97. And the August hogs up a dollar at 91.05. The dollar index was down 0.2 of a point. Crude oil down $1.37. That's not helping. It closed at 68.01 an ounce. The Dow down 11 points at 1930. Gold down 11 points at 1923 an ounce. The Dow up 212 points at 34,183. We didn't have any reports today. We do get weekly ethanol numbers tomorrow, get weekly export sales on Thursday, and then, of course, I mentioned the big stocks and acreage report on Fridays. So the market has something to think about here for the next couple of days. And, of course, we'll watch weather. And weather is going to continue to be the key as we move into the pollination window here over the next few weeks. July weather is certainly going to be very, very key. And again, the forecast today looked fairly wet during that early part of July. And so that's what's driving the market back down. So with that, I'll let you all go. Thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust. And we'll look forward to talking to you again really, really soon.